Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning and welcome to the show this morning. Well, I am excited to be here. I want to welcome you wherever you are calling in from or listening from. I pray that you are having a fantastic morning already, that you are already excited about this notion of falling in love, having that love interest. It is a wonderful thing. It's great. I'm absolutely, totally in love with my husband. We've been married 20 years this year. 20 years we have been married, and we are going strong. Finding your soulmate. What does it take? How do you find that person, that one person? You know, in the world, there's close to 7 billion people on Earth. The statistics are in. But how can you find that one? I tell you, there's got to be a God. How you can find your one soulmate out of 7 billion people, that's phenomenal. Well, it is possible that you're able to do that. So many of us have found our soulmate. But let me tell you, it didn't come with years of struggle and years of going through all kinds of situations, sometimes negative, sometimes good. But nonetheless, we went through them. We made it through. Huh? This is just awesome, amazing. And I want to share with you, I want to help people to get the same thing that I have got. You should get a better relationship. Women, if you are a woman and you are out there and you're looking for your soulmate, you're looking to find that love of your life, then you have tuned in. This is the show for you. And I'm going to give you some keys to finding your soulmate. If you just tuned in, you've tuned in to the Coach Lalisa Show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio, Monday through Friday mornings at 7:30. Yes, we want to start the day off. We want to kick off the day with some motivation and some empowerment. You know, empowerment is my thing. I absolutely love empowering people, so much so that I got to tell you about my new talk show that's going to be aired on internet television. And it is starting this Saturday. Oh, my God, that's tomorrow. That is tomorrow on the air live, The LaLisa Show. You can catch it, www.livestream.com/IBN4U. So you can tune in Saturdays at 3 p.m. Saturdays at 3 to The LaLisa Show. But today, we are going to give you some keys. How many of you want to find the love of your life? You truly want to find that one person. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, you're a player, so you're looking for 3 and 4 people to be in love with. Then if that's your situation, then this is not the show for you. If you're one of those people who you like to play the field, you want to have 4 or 5 people at one time because one person does not satisfy you, then this is not the show for you. What I'm talking about here is based on my own experience, is based on my own research. I'm an MBA graduate working toward a PhD in learning and performance improvement. So the very fact that God picked out that PhD for me, because I did not even know that that PhD exists. But God picked that out for me. The very fact that he did that, performance, improvement, lets me know that I'm on the right track, because of several years before I began that degree, I had started a company, and I named the company Performance Strategies Unlimited. In other words, we look at our performance and we fix it. We improve on our performance. That's what we do. We don't beat ourselves up for having poor performance. We fix it. We look at it, we recognize it, we acknowledge it, and we go about finding ways to fix it. And we continue to find ways, and we continue fixing it until it looks like our desire, what it is that we want. That's going to be one of the keys to finding your love relationship. When you find a relationship, you have to keep working on it. When that relationship first comes to you, it may not look in the beginning like what it's going to look like at the end. I'll give you a case in point. My relationship today with my husband, 20 years later, is totally different in every sense of the word, inside and out, from what it was 20 years ago. That's what I mean. Because why? Every year, this is like a house. This is like when you purchase a home. Maybe some of you, your parents had homes, and every year they did something different. And you would sit down and you would plan, well, we're going to do the driveway. We're going to repave the sidewalks. We're going to build a deck. We're going to add a second room. We're going to remodel the bathroom. We're going to throw in a second bathroom or a third bathroom. We're going to get a jacuzzi. Every year you do something different to your home. And 20 years later, that home looks nothing like what it used to look like. Well, that is the same way you're going to do your relationship. You're going to keep adding to it. And so every year it's going to look different. And that's how you can still be there 20 years later, 30 years later, 50 years later. You know, the one thing you don't want to happen in your relationship is for it to be boring and stale. Boring and stale drives people away. Let me say that again, because a lot of people out there, I have friends, I know people, they are looking for love, and even not necessarily in the wrong places, though some people are. It's not that they're looking for love in the wrong place. It's that they're in the wrong space in their heart and mind. Their own heart and mind is the wrong space, and so now they're looking. So remember, what is inside of us is what's coming out. And when you're in the wrong space inside your heart and your mind, you're going to pour out, and what you're pouring out is what you're going to attract. And if you don't know what to do with what you get, that's where you can have a lot of bad, short, very short-lived relationships. So again, I want to welcome you to the show. If you just tuned in, if you've never been on the Coach Lalisa show before, this is a show where we empower people, where we help you set your goals and help you reach them. We will work with you. If you would like individual coaching sessions, you can contact me after the show at 888-714-7776. Please leave a message, or you can email me at mylifecompass.com. You can email me. You can go to my website, mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. That's my website. You can go to my website. And from my website, you can send me an email. You can sign up for a free coaching session. We do have relationships. It's one of our coaching tracks. So please, please, please don't sit back and expect that it's going to happen naturally or automatically, or it's going to just fall out the tree on your head. No, you have to get yourself ready. So what are these keys? So the first key that you want to do is you want to have a vision for that relationship that you want. Have a vision. What do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as happily married, or do you see yourself like somebody that you know maybe that's always fighting? It could be your parents. It could be a neighbor. Think about that for a minute. Visualize and write it down. Write your vision down. Write it down. Make it plain. Visualize. Get your visualization journal. Go to a store. You can pick up one for very, very small amounts, or no doubt, probably, you know, people are always giving us journals for different celebrations and things. You may have a journal already around the house that you didn't even realize that you had. So here you are, and you're listening to this, you know, you're looking at your vision, and you're listening to your mind and your thoughts, which are very important. One of the things that you have to do, one key is that you have to get rid of any negative thoughts or generalizations that you have about the opposite sex. Like, for instance, for me, I can't say things like, you know, all men, all they want is sex. That's not true. That's generalizing. You know, that's not true, first of all. It's just flat out not true. All men do not even want sex, because there are a lot of monks, there are priests, there are people who live their whole lives without sex. So we can't say that every man, that's all he wants. Okay, so we have to watch what we say, because remember, what we say is creating a scenario for our lives. Now, so the first key is that you want to have a vision of what your relationship will look like, and you want to hold that vision in your mind. You envision someone that loves you, someone that respects you, someone that cares for you, someone that treats you well, someone that honors you, someone that is thoughtful, is caring, is loving. You know, you want to think, have these good thoughts in your head, and this is what you want to have visualize for yourself. So the first key is to visualize a loving, nice relationship. Now, the second key we're talking about, the keys to finding your true love. And that's another, that's key right there, your true love. And so the second key is that you want to get your heart clear of any types of unforgiveness from any other relationships. That could be relationships in the past. That could be relationships with a significant other or partner. It could be a past marriage. It could be a relationship that you just got out of yesterday. Or it could be one that you got out of 10 years ago. But, you know, our hearts are the planting ground. It's the soil for where love is being planted. Our thoughts are being planted right there in our hearts. So, number one, you're going to, you know, have a vision for this relationship. Number two, You're going to clean out your heart. The best way to clean out your heart is to get rid of unforgiveness, get rid of resentfulness, any jealousy that you have. Say you have a best friend or several best friends, and they all are in a loving, committed relationship, and somehow you have developed some type of a jealousy. Well, why isn't that me? Why can't I find anyone? If you find yourself saying things like that, you have to arrest those thoughts and throw them out. You have to get rid of them. You know, keep your mind clear, because if you keep having negative thoughts, you're going to send out negative vibrations, and you're going to bring to you negative activity. And that negative activity may be dressed up and look very nice on the outside. How many of us have done that? We met someone, and on the outside, they look wonderful. They were dressed well, maybe had a good conversation, maybe their hair was kept up. But after you got to know them, it was, I'm telling you, I have horror stories of my own. And so many of my friends and women that I've met, and even men that I've met, horror stories. Why? Because they didn't realize that their negative thoughts were sending out a vibration that attracts the same kind of thing. And even though the person doesn't look like that on the outside, but remember, it's what's going on inside their heart and their thoughts as well. So get rid of any unforgiveness. It could be with your parents. Maybe, you know, sometimes we're just mad because our parents didn't do certain things for us. Maybe you're mad because your parent never taught you the proper way to fall in love, the proper way to meet your love relationship. I say it can still happen for you. And if you have any questions, we welcome any questions or comments that you have. If you're in the chat room, you can type it in. Or if you're on the phone, you can just press the number 1 and ask a question. Number 2 to number 3 in the keys to finding your true love. I mean, I'm talking about the kind of love that is sustainable, the kind of love that you can really be satisfied with. You know, there are a lot of people that are together. They rack up the years, but they are not in love. They don't satisfy each other. They don't care about one another. They're just together because of convenience. Maybe they had children early on, or maybe they're just, you know, was fearful of being alone, so they don't really love each other. They just got married. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about true love. I'm talking about the kind of love that will inspire you and motivate you and drive you. Remember what I said about building that house, about every year you're adding on something new. The third thing you want to do is you want to get involved in something that you love doing. If you're waiting on your mate, let's just say you haven't met that person yet. You know, you're waiting for that person to come into your life. There's almost 7 billion people in the world. God has someone for you. You can be involved in things, doing things that you love. Remember, that heart is sending out a signal. If your heart is miserable, if your heart is hopeless, if your heart is negative, guess what you're going to attract in your life? A negative, hopeless person. Now remember this, they're going to come dressed up, so you're not going to recognize that they're hopeless. That's why so many women are left at the altar, or, you know, they have a ring on their finger, but there was never a marriage. Or they move in with someone, and they live together 1 year, maybe not even a year, and then guess what? They're back at square one. Why? Because on the outside, and men do the same thing. I'm not saying that men don't. They do exactly. Believe me, you may not think it, but they do. I have men who talk to me about their love problems, okay? Married men and single men. Everybody's going to go through this because everyone has a heart. Everyone has a brain to think. So we have two of the same ingredients, the main and our emotions. Our emotions. You know, sometimes women, we're very emotional. And sometimes men, they are emotional as well. Absolutely, they have to be emotional. Everybody has emotions, but they don't always operate first from the emotional base as we women do. So you have to be involved. Be involved in something you love, whether you're married or not, whether you're in a committed relationship or you're waiting on one. Either way, when you are involved in something you love, that means your heart is being satisfied. Therefore, what are you going to send out? Vibrations. Vibrations of what? Love. So what are you going to attract to you? Someone else who's loving. Do you get it? You get this? I hope you get this, because it is so powerful and it's so true. Okay, so number one, visualize. Number two, clean out your heart from all kinds of unhappiness, unforgiveness, jealousies, resentfulness, petty stuff. Number three, do something that you love doing. I don't care if it's writing a book, making a movie, walking in the park, cooking, starting a cooking show, whatever. There are so many people who live on this earth and they are not doing what they love and they're miserable. And you know what they want to do? They want to make everybody around them miserable. And if you're the person who walks across their path, guess what? And you're like, oh, he looks cute. Oh, she looks great. You wink at him, he winks at you. And guess what? Underneath, that person's true self is going to come out. And then you are already, and God forbid, you've already had sex with them. Now you're going to feel stuck. So that's number one. You do not want to have sex right away with anyone that you meet, because you do not know what this true person is like. And I find so many of my sisters, so many women, and I know men do it too, but I'll let my husband address the men later. But for us women, then we find ourselves an emotional wreck. We can just stop that, because God has someone for you. If you really want to fall in love, if you really desire to love someone, God will give you that, because he said, I will give you the desires of your heart. But you got to have your heart right. Okay? You're right. He'll give you the desires of your heart. So if your heart is full of resentfulness, wickedness, jealousy, you know, contentment, offense, all these things, if that's what your heart is filled with, guess what? That's what you're desiring. That's what you're going to get more of. That's why so many people cannot find love. Okay, number four. And again, this goes with whether you're single and waiting for your mate, or whether you're already married or in a committed relationship. You find that the relationship is growing cold. You find that the heat is going down. You want to turn that heat back up. You want to keep that love fire burning. You know, that's the most important thing I learned about my marriage. After 20 years, we've been together 22. My husband and I met in, let me just share with you for a minute. My husband and I met in a club, a bar, okay, back in 1988. And we've been together ever since that day. You know, we had some challenges along the way, but we always lived together. Like, from the moment we met, I moved in with my husband like the next day, literally the next day. I know my story is a little unique, but the same things happened in like 60 minutes and say an hour that it may take someone else 6 weeks to find. Because when I met my husband, my heart, I didn't have any malice for anyone. I didn't have any unforgiveness toward anyone. I had already forgiven my abuser. So I was ready for love. See, that's the problem. So many people just aren't ready for love. They think they are, but they're really not. So doing something that is interesting. People want people that are interesting. You know, sometimes just having a job will make you interesting. Okay, you might be unemployed and say, I can't find a job. Well, go get a job anywhere. You know, you may have to take it down a bit. Maybe you're some high corporate executive type person. Well, go work retail. Go work in a mall. Go work at a museum. Go work at a conference center. Go start your own small business. But sitting around moping about, I don't have a job. I can't find a job because the recession is bad. I haven't held a job. Trust me, that's going to create negativity in your heart. And guess what? You know, the vibes go out. And what are you going to attract to you? somebody that is negative. And what did I say? The person is not going to look like that on the outside. They're going to look spectacular. They're going to look like, oh, let me just run off with this person, and we're going to have a wedded bliss. So be careful. So do something interesting. Number five, you got to free up some time and space for this partner. So you want to be well, all that means is being well organized. Okay, it's not saying you can't do anything. I just told you to do something. Do something interesting. Be involved in things you love. But make sure you're well organized so you have time. Your schedule is adaptable. Even if you're doing a lot of things, let it be things that can be, you know, adjusted for the new relationship. You see a lot of people, like when I met my husband, he had an 11-year-old daughter. And so I had to even work that in. You see, I had to work in time to give him time and them time to adjust. I didn't just bombard him with, you're mine, I'm yours, you got to deal with me, and it's all about me. No, I had to give my husband the time to deal with his daughter, and make sure she understood that, you know, Dad has a new relationship. I couldn't just overwhelm him with, why are you doing that? Why are you over there? Why are you with her? Why are you going over there? Why are you taking... No way. Are you kidding? But see, if you don't have anything interesting to do and you're not doing things you love, that's the kind of mentality a lot of women have when they meet a man, and therefore that's going to cause for a bad relationship. Okay, and then the last thing is that just like you want to clean up your heart and get it ready, you also want to clean up your life. Get rid of everything in your life from a past relationship. Like, I was never one of those kind of I was in about 20 other relationships before I got married. So I know about going in, going out, going in, going out, this year, that year, another year, 1 year, 2 years. So I know all about that. But I also know all about being married and committed to one guy for 20 years. I also know about when there can be challenges in that 20-year marriage. Because for my husband and I, one of those years of the 20 years together, we were separated after about 9 years. So I went through that. I went through there being other people involved. So I understand all of that. But that doesn't mean that you can't fix it. You know, I'm just a believer that whatever is broke can be fixed, but only by you. So I hope you got something out of these keys to a long-lasting, loving, true love, finding your true love. You can go back and listen to the archives. If you missed any of it, you can contact me. And if you need any personal coaching and development in your relationships, thank you for tuning into the show. We welcome all comments and suggestions. Now go and have a powerful day. Keep yourself open. Visualize. Clean that heart out. Make that heart ready. Make your life ready. Don't have any generalizations about what men are or women are. Just be open. But when someone comes to you, don't just take them at face value. There's always something behind the nice hair, nails, and the beautiful suit. So take your time. Until next time, keep on moving up.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.